Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's take a look at what's happening in the Eastern Sierras. The Marvelous Winterettes is opening tonight in Bishop at the Elks Lodge from the 19th through October 23rd. Once again, this jukebox musical has some of your favorite classic songs from the 60s and 70s. Go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and click the link to get tickets. And it's election time again, which means make sure you're registered to vote. Mail-in ballots were sent out on Monday, October 10th, which starts the 29-day voting window that closes 8 p.m. on election night. You have until October 24th to register to receive ballots for and in advance of the November general election.
Okay, we've been driving for hours. I can't wait for Mammoth. I need some food now.
Okay, babe. Bishop's just another 20 minutes.
Well, what's this town? Big Pine? Why can't we eat here?
Duh. No fast food.
Ugh, gross. No, I want something fresh and made for me, not for a microwave.
Okay, let me look up Big Pine on Yelp. Oh, wow. Copper Top.
Battery?
No. The number one voted barbecue restaurant in the United States is in this little town.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That sounds great, but I bet the line is like insane for that quality of food.
No way. It says here you can order online and pick it up when you get there.
What's the website? Coppertopbarbecue.com?
Yep. And you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Fast food.
Oh, I'm beginning to rethink this whole camping thing.
And this Thursday, Northern Inyo Hospital is going to have moonlight mammograms. From 5 to 8 p.m., they are taking limited walk-ins. To make an appointment, call 760-873-2155. And Death Valley Natural History Association Director David Blacker, Superintendent Mike Reynolds, and Acting Chief of Interpretation and Education Sarah Carter met up last Friday to sign papers providing over $120,000 in direct funding to Death Valley National Park. The director also handed over a check for the Jail Canyon Marijuana Grow Cleanup, which provides over $15,000 in direct aid. The funding provides the financial support needed for six different projects: the Jail Canyon Marijuana Cleanup, Devil's Hole Archiving of Digital and Paper Files, Dark Sky Festival Support, School Transportation Grants, and both an oral history intern and a curatorial intern for the park. We could not accomplish these goals without the support of our donors and members. Thank you to everyone who has supported our funds. Donations like yours make projects like this possible. And that's going to do it. Thank you for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.